You are listening to the Dressing Room podcast series brought to you by Cricket Next.
Hi, this is Brian and welcome to Dressing Room brought to you by Cricket Next.
On this episode of Dressing Room, we take a look at Sir Vivian Richards' cricketing career.
There are some cricketers who are prolific run scorers, but do so at a snail's pace and are not particularly appealing to the eye. There are some cricketers who score runs at a brisk pace, but do not score enough runs to be called great or even good batsmen. There are some cricketers who excel at a particular format but are found wanting in another. There are some cricketers who score a lot of runs at a brisk pace and also stir the senses by the manner of their stroke play. Isaac Vivian Alexander Richards falls into the last category. He had a long and illustrious career and entertained his legion of fans with his scintillating stroke play in both tests and ODIs. What made Richards tick over such a long career was his God-given gift of picking the line and length of the ball earlier than most mere mortals. He was also blessed with immense power and was considered the hardest hitter of the ball in his era. He sauntered to the crease, but there was an unmistakable swagger in his approach and a hint of menace when he looked the bowler in the eye. He left the opposition in no doubt that it was his stage and his body language was such that he looked to impose his presence and intimidate the rival bowlers. Richards played in 121 tests and scored 8,540 runs at a batting average of 50.23 with 24 centuries and 45 50s. His 24 centuries may seem insignificant when you look at the test record of 51 held by Sachin Tendulkar. However, he played in 79 less tests than Tendulkar. Richards made his test debut on the 22nd of November 1974 and his last test commenced on the 8th of August 1991. During this period, only Sunil Gavaskar scored more test centuries with 29. During the period from his debut test to his last test, Richards was the third highest run getter in tests behind Alan Border and Gavaskar. However, both these batsmen played more innings than him. Whichever parameter one chooses to judge Richards by, he is an all-time great, and even his harshest critic cannot deny the fact that he was one of the greatest batsmen of all time. Out of the 96 batsmen who have scored a minimum of 5,000 test runs, only 4 batsmen have scored at a faster rate than Richards. They are Virendra Sehwag, Adam Gilchrist, David Warner and Kapil Dev. If the cutoff is increased to 8,000 test runs, then only Sehwag scores at a brisker rate than Viv among the 30 batsmen in this elite list. In the calendar year 1976, Richards played 11 tests and scored 1,710 runs at an average of 90 with 7 centuries and 5 50s. This remained the record for a maximum number of runs scored in a calendar year until 2006, when it was eclipsed by Mohammad Yusuf. The purpose of this podcast is not to recount Viv's entire test career in detail, but to state his career highlights and give a brief insight on what made him unique and such a celebrated cricketer of his time. For a long part of his career, Viv batted at the number 3 position, but on becoming captain, he demoted himself down the order. Still, he has a formidable record at number 3. Out of the 38 batsmen who have scored a minimum of 2,000 test runs at number 3, Viv has the 5th best batting average. Most pundits would rate him as the best number 3 batsman after Don Bradman. As captain, Viv led the West Indies in 14 test series and the Windies triumphed in 9 of those series and drew 5. He remains one of the few captains to have never lost a test series. In ODIs, Richards has a record that stands the test of time. With increased field restrictions and a faster rate of scoring, most batsmen of the modern age have higher averages and strike rates than their predecessors of the 1980s and 90s. Viv played 187 ODIs and scored 6,721 runs at a batting average of 47 and a batting strike rate of 90.2 with 11 centuries and 45 50s. He made his debut in ODIs on 7th June 1975 in the World Cup. In the final of the 1975 World Cup, Richards scored only 5 runs but made an impact with his fielding by running out 3 Australian batsmen. Out of the 33 batsmen who've scored a minimum of 2,000 runs in ODIs, from the period starting from Richards' ODI debut to his last ODI, only Kapil Dev had a higher batting strike rate, but he averaged a good 20 runs lesser than Viv. Considering the same 33 batsmen Only Dean Jones had a higher batting average but had a batting strike rate of 14 runs per 100 balls slower than Viv. As far as run scoring goes, his teammate Desmond Haynes scored 58 runs more during the same period but took 14 innings more. Even in the modern age, batsmen like Virat Kohli, AB de Villiers, Glenn Maxwell, Joss Butler and David Warner cannot head the ODI batting charts in all three parameters. Some batsmen have high batting averages but modest strike rates. Some batsmen score a phenomenal strike rate but don't make the upper echelons in batting averages and aggregates. For Viv to be at the top of the class in all three parameters in his era in ODIs shows his caliber. Viv also had a sense of the big occasion and scored an unbeaten 138 in the 1979 World Cup final against England. His six off English bowler Mike Hendricks, when he moved across his stumps and struck the attempted Yorker for a maximum of the last ball of the innings, is part of cricketing folklore. Viv also bowled useful off-spin and took 32 wickets in tests and 118 wickets in ODIs at a miserly economy rate of just 4.49 in ODIs, which is very good even when you factor the slower scoring rates of his era. In his biography, written by Ashley Mallett, Ian Chappell rates Viv as one of the three best fieldsmen he has ever seen in any position on the cricket field. This includes the slips, infield and the outfield. Viv also became the first cricketer to win 20 Man of the Match awards in ODIs. He also became the first batsman to score in excess of 180 in an innings twice in ODIs. In today's day and age, due to the cramped international schedule, even accomplished batsmen struggle to score 100 first-class centuries as they are unable to play enough matches to achieve this milestone. In the history of cricket, only four non-English batsmen have scored 100 first-class centuries. They are Don Bradman, Glenn Turner, Zahir Abbas and Viv Richards. Richards was also chosen as a Wisden Cricketer of the Year in 1977. In 2000, Richards was chosen by a panel of experts as one of Wisden's five cricketers of the century. Viv played for the English county Somerset from 1974 to 1986 and for Glamorgan from 1990 to 1993. The triumvirate of Viv Richards, Joel Garner and Ian Botham were instrumental in winning many trophies for the county, and when Somerset sacked the West Indian duo in 1986, Botham quit the club in protest for what he felt was a shocking decision. Viv is also a godfather to Botham's son, Liam. Post-World Series Cricket WSC, most batsmen in world cricket started wearing helmets to protect themselves from injury, but Viv batted with only a cap throughout his career, trusting his eyes and his reflexes to avoid getting hit. Imran Khan, Pakistan's greatest ever all-rounder and captain, rates Richards as the best batsman ever against genuine pace. Barry Richards, Ravi Shastri and Neil Fairbrother cite him as the best batsman they had ever seen. Wasim Akram rates Viv as the best batsman he has ever bowled to. In cricketing history, most critics will be unanimous in stating that Muthiah Muralidharan and Shane Warne are the two greatest spinners ever. Murli has stated that he idolized Viv when he was growing up, while Warne rates him as the greatest batsman he has ever seen and second overall after the peerless Bradman. The ICC came out with their rankings for the best batsmen and bowlers for both tests and ODIs. The ICC test rankings had Viv in 6th place after Sir Don Bradman, Sir Len Hutton, Sir Jack Hobbs, Ricky Ponting and Peter May. In ODIs, Viv occupied pole position. These rankings were based by the level achieved by these batsmen at their respective peaks. In a poll, Richards was voted as the greatest cricketer since 1970, just ahead of Ian Botham and Shane Warne. In a study done by ESPN's Crick Info magazine in 2006, Viv was rated as the greatest ODI batsman. In an exercise conducted by a 50-member jury of cricket players, writers and commentators in 2015 by the Cricket Monthly, Richards was voted as the greatest ever ODI cricketer. Here are some of the most famous records in Richards' name in international cricket. In 1986, Richards scored an unbeaten 110 off just 58 balls against England at St. John's in Antigua. During this innings, he became the first batsman to score a century in tests at a batting strike rate in excess of 150. This is also the record for the fastest century in terms of balls in tests, 56 that is. This record was later equaled by Misbah-ul-Haq and later eclipsed by Brendan McCullum. Richards set a record of being the fastest to reach the 1,000 runs mark in ODIs, which he achieved in just 21 innings. Along with Michael Holding, Richards holds the record for the highest 10th wicket partnership in ODIs when the duo put on an unbeaten 106 for the last wicket against England at Old Trafford in May 1984. In 2002, Viv was chosen by Wisden as the greatest ODI batsman of all time, as well as the third greatest test batsman of all time after Don Bradman and Sachin Tendulkar. Richards became the first player to score a 50 and take a 5-wicket haul in the same ODI. He also was the first player to score a century and take a 5-wicket haul in a game match in ODIs. Richards became the first player to score a 50 and take a 5-wicket haul in the same ODI. He also was the first player to score a century and take a 5-wicket haul in the same match in ODIs. In 1981, Richards published his autobiography entitled Hitting Across the Line. In the book, Richards describes how his whole life revolved around sports and cricket in particular. He describes how his technique of hitting across the line of the ball, which is considered to be a very risky thing to do, came about. There has never been a better exponent of this particular art of batting, and that can be attributed to his legendary eyesight. In 1994, Richards was appointed an officer of the Order of the British Empire, OBE, for his services to cricket. In 1999, he was made a Knight Commander of the Order of the Nation, KCN, by his native country, Antigua and Barbuda. In 2006, he was upgraded to Antigua and Barbuda's highest award, Knight of the Order of the National Hero, KNH. The Sir Vivian Richards Stadium in North Sound, Antigua, was named in his honour and was built for use in the 2007 World Cup. The ground has hosted 3 tests, 17 ODIs and 4 T20 internationals. In spite of having many records to his name, it would be a disservice to Richards and even cricket to just narrate his statistical feats. He was much more than a batting automaton, and his legacy to cricket is not just the amount of runs he scored, but the way he scored them. He looked to dominate the opposition, but also looked to entertain and give the spectators and fans their money's worth. It is safe to say that while there will be few batsmen who will surpass his statistical achievements and feats, there will never be another Viv Richards. He should be remembered for all the entertainment he gave his fans throughout the course of his cricketing journey.
This podcast was brought to you by Cricket Next. Thanks for tuning in.